أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Amma Baad, the topic of today's lecture of Usul al-Fiqh is the concept of presumption of continuity regarding the rulings of the previous religious laws. That is, istishhab-e-ahkam-e-shariat-us-sabiqa. That if istishhab is done in Islam, from the previous shariats, like the shariat of Musa, the religious law of Moses, and the religious law of Jesus. So the religious laws described in Bible and Torah, so how they can be applied or can be accommodated in Islam. And this discussion is based on the technicalities of the religious rulings to be included or they cannot be included. So one author, Sheikh Ansari, says that istishab of the rulings of the previous religious laws that can be done, and that can be done by way of istishab of the previous religious rulings. For example, in the religious law of Moses, it was given, وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ هَادُوا هَرَّمْنَا كُلَّ ذِي ظَفَرٍ, that every animal who had nails, they were made forbidden for them, or they have long beak, so they were forbidden for them. So that was a law, a religious law, in the religious law of Moses. Similarly, regarding Surah Yusuf, two incidents are mentioned. That one incident is that when Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, he says that if somebody finds the last part of the king that has been lost, so they will be given more wheat for that, and ana bihi zaim, and I am the guarantor of that, and they will give one camel extra wheat for the one who will give back the part that's lost from the king's parts. And that is actually ja'ala or qarardad, and that is something that has got rulings, and that was during the period of Prophet Joseph, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. Similarly, regarding the Benjamin to be taken for the part that was found in their possessions, and so taking a person for life in exchange for some good, that's a new religious law to Islam, and it was not described in the rulings of Islam, but during the time of Prophet Yusuf al-Islam, this law was described. So what about such laws and the similar laws in Bible or Torah, are the laws of Majusi people? So how can they be accommodated in Islam or not? So what is the rule for it, and how they can be established or they cannot be established. Sheikh Ansari has given his opinion about that, and Sheikh Ansari says that here istishab, the presumption of continuity, can be applied, and he gave two reasons for that. The first reason he gave was that the muqtazi is present, and the second reason he gave is that the mani or any obstruction is not found, anything stopping that is not found, so the istishab can be done in these cases. And Sheikh Ansari also believes that the rule La tanqudu yaqeen bishak, this rule has itlaq. And due to the itlaq of this rule, so it includes both mawzuat and ahkam, and la tanqudu yaqeen bishak. So the ruling of ja'ala and the ruling of to hire somebody for the whole of its life, or the ruling of istirtaq, or ruling of any animals that have got long nails or long beak that can be accommodated by way of istishab and by way of the itlaq of the dalil, and with the two valid reasons that muqtazi is present and the mani is mafkut, that the requisite is present and there is no stop in applying that rule. When later people, they analyzed these arguments of Sheikh Ansari, they found that this is not the case that which is Sheikh Ansari is describing, and his arguments are not totally valid. For example, the argument he raises, La tanqus, that it has itlaq, it has generalizations. Actually, the later coming scholars said that that La tanqus had insraf towards the Islamic rulings. And La tanqus yaqeen bishak, it is itlaq, it is got the insraf toward that reeling, and that was one reason. And the other reason was that due to the excessive use of these words only for Islam, so there is ghalba of use of these words, that the dominance of the use of these words in the Islamic rulings. So the insaraf and the ghalba dominance for use in the Islamic rulings are the two hindrances for the application of this itlaq of la tanqus, this generalization of la tanqus, because as Sheikh Ansari also accepted that ahkamul awaliya in Quran and riwayat, they don't have itlaq because they are at the maqame ja'alul hukm dar maqame tashri', that at the place of formulation of the ruling, at the place of legislation, and at the place of legislation characteristics are not described. Like in the verse ahallallahul bay wa harram al-riba, that God made the sale and buying halal and made the interest or usury as haram. In these cases, this ahallallahul bay, this doesn't have itlaq, because what it says is that the tabi'i of bay in Islam is halal, and the tabi'i of riba in Islam is haram. So which bay is halal, it doesn't mention which riba is halal is doesn't mention, and which riba is not halal it doesn't mention at all, because the master is at the place of description, maula fi maqami bayan, and not in the place of description of khususiyat or characteristic of the ruling. So the maqami bayan and the maqami bayan e khususiyat are two different things. And ahkamul awwaliya, the first rulings which are described, they are at the maqami bayan, not at the maqami bayan e khususiyat. And that's the asal tashree of the hukum is being described at the first time, and the asal tashree only relates to the tabi'i in contrast to the other tabi'i. For example, ahallallahu al-bay', and this alif wa lam wa jins here is describing the tabi'i bay' in contrast to the tabi'i riba. So the bay is halal and the riba is haram, but it is not describing whether this bay is, what type of bay it is, whether the usury or interest is between the husband or wife, or it is some other type of interest, whether there is some hila in the formulation of interest or not. So it is not describing it in the maqam of bayan. So when Sheikh Ansari says that la tanqudul yaqeen bishak is at the maqam of bayan, so in at the maqam of the bayan, according to him, that in Islam istishab exists, but istishab in these cases are applicable if there is doubt in the muqtazi or doubt in rafi. According to Sheikh Ansari, doubt in muqtazi is not hujjat, and the la tanqudul yaqeen bishak, it has itlaq or generalizations, but the other fuqaha says that it does not have itlaq or generalization because of insaraf towards the rulings of Islam and because of the dominant use of the word for the rulings of Islam regarding the Islamic rulings. So his first argument, that of itlaq, is not holding for most of the other fuqaha who contradicted his opinion. So if we accept that according to the proclamation of Marhum Shaykh Ansari that Muqtazi is mawjood, actually the Muqtazi is not found there. Muqtazi is not present, but because of insaraf, and insaraf establishes it only for the rulings of Islam. So Muqtazi is not found there, and insaraf here is hujjat here, and the use of the word predominantly for one meaning is also establishing it in the sphere of Islam. So istishab in the ahkam of Torah and Bible, Torah and Bible, cannot be established in these cases, and if any doubt here comes, it is referred to insaraf, and insaraf is made the gold standard for making the rule here. So one reason that Sheikh Ansari gives is that La Tanqudul Yaqeen Bishak is a Qaziya Tabiya, and the Qaziya Tabiya has if it's in Saraf, it cannot be referred other than to the rulings of Islam, so his argument of his itlaq cannot be applied in these cases. So the other argument that he raises, he says that Ya ayyuhallazina hadu and Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, both of them, they have ibra and they don't have any khasusiyat, and what actually they mean is Ya ayyuhal mukallifun. And the qazaya at the time of Yahud and the qazaya at the time of Islam, the mawzu of the qazaya is qazaya haqiqiya and not qazaya kharjiya. So the objection that qaziya mutayakkina in this case is different from the qaziya mashkuka, which is the objection raised against Sheikh Ansari. So Sheikh Ansari tries to answer it by way of the description of two different type of qazaya, that some statements are the qazaya-e-kharji and some statements are the qazaya-e-haqiqiya, and all the rulings of Islam are the qazaya-e-haqiqiya. The qazaya-e-haqiqiya and the qazaya-e-kharjiya, they have one thing in common and one thing that makes them different. The things that make them in common is that both of them came for an unwan, like akrim man fiddar, that is a qaziya kharjiya. So if somebody has to respect the one who is inside the house, this is a qaziya kharjiya. This hukum is not for the person, but it is for the unwan. And the muradi hukum, they are the afraad in kharij. They are the members which are present externally. But the hukum itself is addressing the unwan. Qazaya-e haqiqiya have also one thing common with them. Qazaya-e haqiqiya are like that they are found in kharij, and the yasduqu annahu alimun akramahu, for example, the word akrimil ulama. Akrimil ulama is a qazaya-e kharjiya. And if it is said, yani akrim, by whom, so no name is mentioned, so it includes both the ulama which are mawjudeen, which are present, and which are madumeen, which are absent. So the address in the cases of qazaya-e haqiqiya is including both the mawjudeen, the present ones, and the madumeen, the absent ones. While in cases of qazaya-e kharjiya, the mawjudeen, the present ones, they are addressed, but the madumeen, the absent ones, are not included in qazaya-e kharjiya. And here Sheikh Ansari raises the arguments that all rulings in Islam are qazaya-e haqiqiya, so they are including both the present people as well as the absent people, and this argument that's raised by him, that's given as something, an argument in favor of istishab of the rulings of the previous religious laws. Imam Khomeini objected to him and says that these are not the same qazaya-e haqiqiya in both the cases, because according to urf, ya ayyuhallazina hadu is a different qazaya-e haqiqiya, and ya ayyuhallazina amanu is a totally different qazaya-e haqiqiya. So these two qazaya-e haqiqiya, if accepted, are still meaning differently, and istishab of one cannot be applied to the istishab of the other. So qazaya-e mutayakkina is other than the qazaya-e mashkuka. And these qazaya, according to the urf, are not taken as one, but they are taken as differently. So this was the first mani which was described by Sheikh Ansari and Imam Khomeini, that he negated him, that mani is valid, and that mani or that stoppage cannot be removed in these cases. So the first mani described by Sheikh Ansari was not considered as valid. So basically, the arguments which were raised by Sheikh Ansari in favor of istishab of rulings of the previous religious laws, they were first based on the itlaq of la tanqudul yaqeen, and that was also could not be established, because the itlaq that referred to insaraf and the dominant use of the word, and that referred to the Islamic rulings only. And the other argument he gave, that there is muqtadi which is mawjood, so muqtadi was also not found. And the third argument, that the mani is mafqood, that there is no stoppage for that, that argument is also not holding well. So he said that the three mani are described for these things, and all three are invalid, but we have seen that they are not invalid, they have a valid reason. And the mani awal was that ya ayyuhallazina hadu and ya ayyuhallazina amanu, in those cases the qadhiya mutayakkina is different from the qadhiya mashkuka. So that ishkal is still valid in these cases. Then Sheikh Ansari gave that the second mani that's given in these cases is that of nasq. They say that nasq happened in the cases of the rulings of the previous religious laws, and so due to this nasq, the rulings cannot be applied from the previous religious laws to the rulings of Islam, which is a new religion. He negated the argument of nasq by saying that nasq doesn't mean that everything is mansukh, but nasq means that some things they have been abrogated, but other things, they are still there. So the other things which are still there, nas doesn't apply to them, so istishab can be applied to those things. But the fact which was analyzed was that the previous religious laws, there was so much tahreef and alternation in that, that which part was abrogated and which part is not abrogated cannot be pinpointed, and that is the problem, that his argument cannot be taken as valid. For example, there are certain points that can be taken as valid in all the religions, like the example of the verse Inna Allaha Yamuru Bil Adli Wal Ihsan. So Adalat and Ihsan, similarly the other characteristics which are positive characteristics and merits according to reason, according to intellect, like the worship of God and like repenting upon one's sins and like falsehood, and akal, reason, accepts it as something as irshadi or something as constantly present. So the nas cannot be, abrogation cannot be related to that, and that's common to all the religions. So basic concepts of the unity of God, for example, is common to all the three religions, divine religions, and that is something common, and naskar abrogation cannot be applied to that. Similarly, some of the concepts about the rulings, they are related to the akle mustaqil, and the akle mustaqil says that they are present in every religion. Nask's abrogation is not related to them. So here in case of Islam, they are also taken as present. Like the example of falsehood, like the example of justice, and like the examples of ihsan we have given, or like the example of worship that we have given. So all of these, that the akal gives its constant ruling about them, that they are present in every religion and abrogation has no relationship to that. But regarding the generalized rulings of Islam, halal Muhammad halalun ila yawm al-qiyamah wa haramu haramun ila yawm al-qiyamah, and similarly at the time of Hujjatul Wida, the Holy Prophet said that ma min shay'in yuqarribukum ila al-jannah wa yubaidukum min an-nar illa waqad amartukum bihi, and wa ma min shay'in yuqarribukum ila al-jannah wa yubaidukum min an-nar illa waqad nahaytukum anhu, that whatever this thing that was making you near to heaven and that was making you away from hellfire, that I told you, I commanded you, and I have forbidden you. And that was the words of the Holy Prophet, and he described every halal and haram thing and every mustahab and makruh thing, and also some of the mubahat that he described, and some of the mubahat also at times make someone near to the heaven, and some of the mubahat makes him away from hell, like overeating is a something mubah, but it is taking someone away from heaven, and like to take energy for reading the books of virtue, reading the Quran or something, is making someone near to heaven, although these are mubah. So these things, some mubahat, are also making someone near to heaven or away from hell, and that's described by the Holy Prophet in detail. Even the middle part present in a date was also described by him. So the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, described the rulings in a good detail, and it's this half of the rulings of the previous religious law was not needed as per these descriptions which are given at the time of the last Hajj, Hajjatul Wida of the Holy Prophet, and the other description that everything has been described in detail which was needed as the religious law. So how does the Asulul Amliya can apply to the religious laws of the previous religions? So istishab they have, or any Asul Amliya, they have no hujjat regarding those cases, and the Shari also didn't make an imara for them, so they cannot be directly included in the Islamic rulings. So the concept of nusk that was done, for example, some of the rulings which were present in the previous religious laws, and we found them in the Quran, وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ هَادُوا هَرَّمْنَا كُلَّ ذِي ظُفُرٍ, or in Riwayat we find that if some body part of the people of Yahud got najas, they have to cut it. Did they cut the cloth or the body part or whatever it was? So can such thing be accepted by way of istishab in the Islamic rulings? Is not possible by way of the nusk that have been done regarding these Sharia, and whatever present in these religious books, for example, four Bibles, they have been proclaimed to be collected, and everyone says that that's the original Bible, and similarly is the case with Torah and its collection and its description, and the differences of opinions of the people of the book regarding that, all of them, they negate the inclusion of the rulings of the previous religious laws in Islam as such. So the second mani of nusk that was negated by Sheikh Ansari is also found to be valid in the cases of istishab for the rulings of the previous religious law. So the first mani that he negated was the qaziyah mutayakkina, that's ghair as qaziyah mashkuka. He said that these are the qaziyah haqiqiya, and in those cases the qaziyah mutayakkina and qaziyah mashkuka are the same, but Khomeini rejected them as saying that there are two types of qaziyah haqiqiya, and urf takes them as separately and doesn't mix them up. So his argument was not taken as valid. And the second argument of nusk that he tried to negate, that the things which are not nas can be included. That's also something which is not known. So the third mane he described that, and he raised his argument about that, was the Ilmul Ajmali. He says that whenever there is Ilmul Ajmali, then the asl or istishab, it cannot be applied in cases of Ilmul Ajmali. And there is Ilmul Ajmali in this case, and so the asl and istishab cannot be applied. But when we think deeply about it, this Ilmul Ajmali gets munhal into the ilmi tafsili and shakke badwi, and that ilmi tafsili and shakke badwi, the one side is gone and only one side remains. So there is only one side, so istishab can be applied over there because of the shakke badwi, and by way of Ilmul Ajmali it can be proved that now it has dissolved into ilmi tafsili and shakke badwi, and here the istishab can be done for the rulings of the previous religious laws. But in case of Ilmul Ijmali, the situations are of two types. That is, first, if there is Ilmul Ijmali about two things, for example, there are two parts and you do not know that which part the drop of blood has dropped in which of the parts, so all of the fuqaha says that do ihtiyat from both of the parts. So Ilmul Ijmali cannot be dissolved into Ilmi Tafsili or Shakke Badwi in these cases. And if the one side is let gone, and after then the Ilmi Ijmali came, that case is different. In that case, only one side remains and the other side has been totally excluded or gone from the unwan or topic. So that is the Ilmi Tafsili and Shakke Badwi, and an asl or an emara can be applied to that case and istishab can be done. But that is not the case in these cases. The nask is already present, and that's before Ilmul Ijmali. That's not after Ilmul Ijmali. That we Ilmul Ijmali didn't came after the nask has been separated, after the nask has been negated, and the only thing that remains is the one doubtful thing. So one doubtful thing does not exist here. So his argument of ilmi tafsili and shakke badwi cannot also hold in these cases, according to the opinion of some of the fuqahas. So some of the fuqahas, they who are against the opinion of Sheikh Ansari, they have ruled that this istishab for the rulings of the previous religious laws based on these arguments was not found to be valid and cannot be practiced in cases of Islam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.